It's insane how... No, it isn't. It isn't. I'll retract that. It's just another example of how our society can be manipulated by social media, which we were talking about in our last study. One person says it, then it becomes a hashtag, then it becomes a trending topic. Then the legacy media picks up on it, and then all of a sudden they're talking about it, and this is that, and we're worried about this. We're going to have more security, and people are starting to be worried about it. And I'll tell you this much. If you're worried about... Here's a quick tip from Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief. You know how to disarm a shooter in a movie theater? I've mentioned this before in this program. Get a flashlight. That's the thing that could save your life. You can find them at sporting goods stores. You find them high, low, and then they have the pulsating, or they have the SOS. And you may think I'm funny, but have you ever gotten hit? You ever turned on your phone at the end of a movie when it's pitch black and you're blinded, like you just walked out of Vegas at 7 a.m. after being in a casino all night? You walked out of the Bellagio? You hit somebody with a flashlight, or you blind somebody with a flashlight, they're incapacitated. So when I go, I don't know what the weapons policy is at the theater that I'm going to. But if they say no guns, I'll probably just bring a flashlight. I have a couple flashlights that I can use, and I know I've been trained in how to react in those situations, and I'm not going to be... A, I'm not going to buy into the hype, and B, I wouldn't be any less preparations than I would take anyway on a normal day. So, people, when they are so involved in the secular life, and they don't plan for eternity, they let stuff like this scare them, right? My only fear about going to something like this is, if I'm not in a complete state of grace, that's the thing that scares me. But people just freaking out, looking for the government to save them. Being afraid of stories. And that's more of a reflection on how absolutely awful our culture, or our society, we don't have a culture, our society is, and how far it has fallen. That we have to have an increase in military or police presence for a movie. It also shows the infantile nature to which most Americans have retreated to. Oh, I go to work and you tell me what to do and you pay me, and then I go home and I turn on my Netflix and I order my pizza and that's how I get fed. What do you mean something might hurt me? Oh, police help me. What do you mean I might see a film that might be disturbing? Oh, help me. And you're going to see when we talk about the critics' ratings and so forth, that because it has this negative reputation already attached to it, you're going to see a flood of negative reviews on that. All right, it's time for the world famous You've Got to Be Kidding Me. Unfortunately, my rating, my movie review will not be on Rotten Tomatoes, which means it's actually legitimate. All right, it's time for the world famous You've Got to Be Kidding Me, where I drudge the depths of the internet to find stories that are so ridiculous they'll have you saying you've got to be kidding me. But right before then, we're going to talk about our virtue of the week, which is humility. And you can link any problem in our society to the lack of humility. Debt is linked to pride, biggest house, nicest car, nicest clothes. When you have people who are overweight, where you take, you don't have the humility to say, listen, man, I'm kind of a fat slob. I need to take this into account. Some people say that might sound harsh. Okay. Humility is defined as simply putting yourself completely under God's mighty hand. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. We are humble when we are free from pride, gentlemen, and arrogance. That second part, people don't... Oh, I'm not very prideful. What about arrogance? How you doing on that one? That's one that people struggle with all the time. Because arrogance is just as debilitating to your attempt at being humble. And when we are humble, we are ready and available to receive God's favor and blessing.